I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Akosua Ayemwa. In the headlines, Ghana said to earn less than 10% from mining. Colleges of Education ask government to provide more academic and residential facilities to enhance training. The Venerable Dr. Daniel Toto is new Anglican Archbishop of the Province of West Africa. Women farmers petition Ministry of Agriculture to include groundnut in block farming concept to help eradicate poverty. Egypt President-elect Mohamed Morsi promises national unity and democratic consolidation. Unsuspected terrorist bombing claims one life in Kenyan port city of Mombasa.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
The coordinator of the Third World Network, Dr. Yao Graham, has called for a change of the country's mining policy in order to rake in maximum benefits from the resources. He said over the past 20 years, policy towards the mining sector has been on how to attract investors into the sector. This, he noted, has made it impossible for the country to fashion out comprehensive guidelines for the maximum utilization of the benefits of mining. Dr. Graham was speaking on GTV's Current Affairs program Talking Point. He also cited low level of employment, environmental degradation and lack of long-term vision as some challenges facing the mining industry. A lecturer at the Department of Economics of the University of Ghana, Dr. Kudu Ejetutu, emphasized the need for a long-term strategy in the mining sector. He said despite an increase in the demand and price of mining resources since 2007, producing countries have not gained much. He said on a cost-benefit analysis, the country benefits less than 10% from mining. A chief farmer at Amanasi near Suhum in the Suhum Krabwa Kota district, Nana Ampofa Samoa, has expressed concern about the delay and mode of payment of the 2010-2011 bonuses to cocoa farmers. He therefore called on Cocoa Board to release the second tranche of the bonuses to the farmers to enable them to maintain their farms. Nana Samoa, who made the appeal at a meeting with cocoa farmers at Aye Kokoso, urged government to reconsider the two-tranche payment of cocoa bonuses and make it one-time payment. This will make the bonus more lucrative and attractive to farmers. He also appealed to government to introduce more innovative and attractive incentives that will motivate the youth into the sector to make the industry more viable and increase the nation's production capacity. The purchasing clerk of Kuapa Cocoa Limited, assigned to the area, Joshua Odum, called on the farmers to allow the fermentation period to travel the 7 days before drying the beans. He said this will allow the beans to be thoroughly dry and prevent the beans from turning purple. Some women groups who are into groundnut cultivation in the Upper West region have petitioned the Ministry of Food and Agriculture to include groundnut in the block farming concept to help eradicate poverty. Presenting the petition through the Upper West Regional Coordinating Council in WA, the group said the inclusion of groundnut cultivation in the concept will address malnutrition among children, reduce rural urban migration among women, especially those from the northern, upper, eastern, upper west regions, and promote food security in the rural communities. According to them, groundnut stands to eradicate poverty when it is promoted, and appeal to the ministry to also find a market for the crop, which has the potential of increasing income generating activities. The women say they are unhappy that despite the huge potential that the crop has, it does not enjoy relevant government subsidies. The acting chief director of the Upper West Regional Coordinating Council, Alhaji Alhassan Isahaku, who received the petition on behalf of the regional minister, Alhaji Amidu Suleimana, urged the women to identify crops and other businesses that will thrive and bring them to the notice of government for support. He said government will look into the petition and take appropriate measures to support their course to enhance their livelihoods. The chief executive officer, the Rural Organization of Women Farmers and Agro-Processing Development and NGO, Yana Yahya, called on the Ghana Food Procurement Agency and the National Food Buffer Company Limited to collaborate with the Ministry of Food and Agriculture to address the concerns of the women. They said fertilizers for groundnut had not been part of government's fertilizer subsidy, and the National Food Buffer Company Limited had not worked out any marketing strategy as it had done for other crops. The Executive Director of the Center for Democratic Development, Professor Emmanuel Jimabwidi, has observed that Ghana's political environment has become more competitive and polarized between the NPP and the NDC since the country found oil. This, he said, undermines checks and balances, thus allowing the winner to take all and promote state capture as the sole purpose of electoral competition. Professor Jimabwidi was delivering a lecture in Tamale on the topic, Deepening Ghana's Democracy Beyond Elections, as part of the CDD's activities to deepen democracy, especially as the nation goes to the polls in December. Professor Jimabwidi, who is also a lecturer at the University of Ghana, said the emerging challenges in recent years include a new significant oil and gas sector generating state-controlled revenue, likely to put pressure on Ghana's democratic institutions and legal and constitutional arrangements. He noted that the challenges on the economic and social development front are the persistent inequality across the regions and between the sexes, high levels of unemployment, relatively high levels of poverty, whilst the public service has been rendered ineffective. Professor Jimabwidi said the economy must grow and expand, whilst principal state election agencies such as the Electoral Commission and the Judiciary be equipped with special election offence and astute adjudication facilities. Authorities of the Sekondi Takoradi Metropolitan Assembly say plans are advanced to repair all deplorable roads in the metropolis to befit the oil city. Interacting with the media on the state of the road network, the chief executive, Captain Anthony Kujo, attributed the fast deterioration of the roads mainly to the heavy-duty trucks that ply them. However, he said some of the roads have been mapped out for immediate attention as soon as the rain subsides. Captain Kujo explained that the assembly has not shared its responsibility on the roads, but has financial constraints which are being addressed because it involves a lot of funding. The Metropolitan Roads Engineer William Donko said the delay in the release of funds for roads maintenance has compounded the problem. The roads engineer also mentioned oil leakage, washing of vehicles on the roads and heavy rainfall are some of the contributory factors to the problem. The assembly, he explained, has drawn up both short and long-term plans to tackle the problems, with terminals being constructed for the parking of vehicles to ease traffic in the city. Mr. Donko added that specific routines will be identified for the heavy-duty trucks to ply, and urged the management of the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority to control the trucks plying their areas of operation. The Vice President of the Ghana Federation of the Disabled, Yao Ofori Debra, has called on the President to reconstitute the National Council on Persons with Disability. According to him, the Council is functionally ineffective and has adopted an antagonistic posture towards the Federation instead of being a partner in progress. Mr. Ofori Debra made a call at a function in Kumasi to commemorate the 6th National Day for Persons with Disability. He noted that since the Disability Act was enacted in 2006, provision of appropriate accessibility for persons with disability to public buildings is not strictly adhered to. Mr. Ofori Debra said one of the factors working against the effective application of the provision of accessibility is the failure to have a national standard for the development of accessible ramps. Currently, some of the ramps that have been constructed are death traps for users. He also disclosed that access in the area of communication and information, especially for the benefit of the deaf and the blind, has yet to make any meaningful impact. The Vice President said that deaf continue to be isolated from mainstream society as the sign language is still not accorded a place in the scheme of national development. He therefore called for the sign language to be made a national language, whilst the blind are given access to knowledge and information through literature in accessible formats. The National President of the Ghana Federation of the Blind, Joseph Edu Buampong, said the Disability Act is a hallmark success story of the disabled movement in Ghana, development partners and civil society organizations. The St. Francis College of Education has held its fifth congregation in Hohoi with a call on people placed in positions of trust in the educational sector to do their best to achieve results. A senior lecturer at the Department of Mathematics Education at the University of Education Winneba, Professor Enes Awanta, who made the call, lauded government for the recent infrastructural development in education across the country. However, appealed to government to provide more academic and residential facilities in the colleges of education in order to train more competent teachers for basic schools. Correspondent Kusikuma Hovi, starting for Radio Ghana.
St. Francis College of Education, located in Hohoe, was the first Catholic institution to be established in the then Lower Volta Vicarate in 1908 by the SVD missionaries. It was then called St. Augustine's College. It was opened the third time after some breaks in 1947 and renamed St. Francis College with St. Francis Xavier, the patron saint. It started with 30 male students and after 9 years became a co-educational institution with the admission of 30 female students in 1954. In the maiden diploma in basic education results, Franco was adjudged the best performing college in Ghana. The products of Franco can now be found in all sectors of the Ghanaian and global economy in spite of its initial objective of training teachers. Professor Awanta commended the college for his passion for academic and moral upliftment over the years. He noted that intellectual and moral development of the upcoming generation, especially at the basic level, largely depend on the teacher. Teachers, therefore, cannot afford to behave anyhow but eschew all negative practices that are likely to undermine their professional and character training. The speech of the Volta Regional Minister, Hereford Kamel, was delivered on his behalf by the Volta Regional Director of Education, Gabriel Sewanuku Kurani. He lauded the self-help spirit of the college's management and the students. Mr. Kamel disclosed that government is collaborating with principals of colleges of education, that is PRINCOF, and the Ministry of Education, to increase the quota for students' admission. The chairman of the occasion and the Catholic Bishop of Ho, the Most Reverend Francis Anani Lodonu, advised the graduates to accept postings to local areas where their services are most needed. He also advised them to be guided by the ethics and ideals of the teaching profession in order to impact positively on the society. The principal of the college, Dennis Agbenova, mentioned encroachment on college land, bad road network, poor drainage system on the campus, disposal of solid and liquid waste on the borders of the college by the public, the absence of a bus and a vehicle to convey students to excursions and for administrative purposes are some of their challenges. He disclosed that out of the 773 male and 288 female applicants who qualified for admission to the college, it was given a quota of 210, which is woefully adequate. In all, 204 regular and 273 sandwich students were awarded diploma certificates in basic education. For Radio Ghana, this has been Kosikuma Ovie reporting from Hohoe.
The Ashanti Regional Director of Education, Joseph Unina, has explained that many teachers are frustrated not because of the kind of salaries and other incentives, but the way issues concerning them are handled both at the school and district levels. He said well-motivated teachers give of their best, more especially when parents and guardians cooperate and relate well with them through mutual respect and trust. Mr. Unina made this assertion in an address read for him at the Amansea West District Best Teachers and Workers Awards at Manson Kwanta in Ashanti. Johnny Ebuafa has this report.
30 teachers and non-teaching staff in the district who were adjudged the best from 2008 to this year were presented with awards ranging from television sets, gas cookers to refrigerators. Mr. Onyina observed that lack of respect and appreciation for teachers in several communities accounts significantly for the general malaise in the teaching profession. He said the nation had become so materialistic that dedicated people are not valued in terms of their contribution to the development of the country. In a society where teachers are financially disadvantaged, rich parents assault teachers verbally or physically. Mr. Onyina noted that some irresponsible youth use classrooms and school compounds as places of convenience, drug trafficking and smoking. These incidents, he said, are direct manifestations of disrespect to teachers, and those who work in such communities are likely to develop a sense of low esteem and morale. The Amantia West District Chief Executive Charles Utiprempe said a lot is being done by the Assembly to improve educational standards in the area. These will, however, not materialize if stakeholders fail to deal with the challenges faced by the sector in the district. He said it is unacceptable for parents and guardians to allow their wards to engage in illegal mining during school hours, and gave warnings that the Assembly will be prosecuting those who allow their wards to engage in the practice and other activities when they are supposed to be in school. The District Director of Education, Samuel Kenna, said results from the three senior high schools in the district in the West Africa Senior Secondary Certificate Examination have been encouraging, viewed against the background that they are located in a deprived area. He said at the basic school level also, the pass rate has risen from 34% since the district was created to between 70 and 80%.
That was a report from John Yeboah at Manson Quanta in Ashanti. In its bid to empower young women through education, 370 female students have been inducted into the Comfort Association Kama. The girls join over 2,500 others to serve as role models in communities across the country. At the induction at Nyangpala, the committee, the National Committee Chairperson for Kama, Rafiatu Lawal, stated that the girls have benefited from the Campaign for Female Education sponsorship. Ms. Lawal said the young women will undertake voluntary work in their communities as well as inspire other female colleagues to take education seriously. Two visually impaired students who are both in tertiary institutions shared their experience and commended the association for inspiring them as well as providing material and financial support for them. They advised the upcoming generation not to relent in their efforts to educate themselves, but let the sky be the limit. As part of the activities, some children from the 15 districts showcased talent in their various cultures with traditional performances. The executive director of Comfort Ghana, Dolores Dixon, disclosed that Kama will soon be extended to cover more districts. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Ghana is set to earn less than 10% from mining. Colleges of Education ask government to provide more academic and residential facilities to enhance training. The Venerable Dr. Daniel Toto is new Anglican Archbishop of the province of West Africa. Women farmers petition Ministry of Agriculture to include groundnut in block farming concept to help eradicate poverty. Egypt President-elect Mohamed Morsi promises national unity and democratic consolidation. Unsuspected terrorist bombing claims one life in Kenyan port city of Mombasa. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Welcome back. The Accra Diocese of the Anglican Church has a new bishop. He is the Venerable Dr. Daniel Sylvanus Mensah Toto. With his elevation, Venerable Dr. Toto becomes the Archbishop of the Church of the Province of West Africa. He takes over from Most Reverend Dr. Justice Ofeya Kofi, who has since gone on retirement. Preaching at the ordination and consecration service in Accra yesterday, a retired Archbishop, Most Reverend Dr. Peter Akinola, said Bishop Toto is taking office at a time when the church is in great turmoil, suffering from internally self-imposed persecution and suppression of the word by resurgent Islam and acute materialism. For the details, here's Justice Mingle's report.
Brothers and sisters, I present to you the Right Reverend Dr. Daniel Sylvanus Mensah.
Dr. Sylvanus Mensah Toto was born to the late Simon Isaac Togbo Toto and Madam Henrietta Kroko Okai. After graduating from the Trinity College, Legon, in 1984, he was ordained a priest and first served at the St. Andrew's Anglican Church at Abusi Okai. He has since held various positions within the Anglican Church. The ordination ceremony was witnessed by a number of dignitaries, including Deputy Minister of Transport, Mrs. Gifa Ativo, former Greater Accra Regional Minister Aniyama Shite, the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the NDC, Adekuka, advisor to former President Kufuor, Dr. Mrs. Mary Chinri Hersey, former diplomat Dr. KB Asante, former chairman of the Council of State, Professor Ejay Bekwin, and the Lamancheni Obitete Tru. As a symbol of his office, Bishop Toto was handed over a Bible and a ring. The immediate past Archbishop, Most Reverend Dr. Justice Ofea Kofi, also placed the chain of office with the petrol cross on his neck, after which he presented him together with his wife and children to the congregation. In a sermon, a retired Archbishop and Primate of all Nigeria, the Most Reverend Dr. Peter Akinola, reminded the new bishop on the need to follow Jesus at all times and shepherd his flock, adding that anyone who follows in the Master's footpath will never miss the way.
God has taken over the job of shepherding his own people because his human shepherd had failed, as we are feeling today. My brother Daniel Minister, you are coming into the episcopate of the church at a time when our church, and indeed the church universal, is in great turmoil, suffering from internally self-imposed persecution and suppression of the word of God, and of course from external aggression by what I call resurgent Islam and acute materialism. That is what the church is in today universally. But beyond that, within our own Anglican family worldwide, the church has been suffering painful divisions and fragmentations, and has become so weakened by controversies surrounding heretical challenge to faithful biblical orthodoxy. I don't know the nature of your problems in Accra or in Ghana or in West Africa, but one thing is clear: the work of shepherding the flock in the way of God has been made much more difficult for the church's leadership by both the led and fellow
in an interview with Radio Ghana, the priest in charge of St. John's Anglican Church and former union chairman of GPC, Reverend Father Nat Okain, expressed optimism that the new bishop will take the Anglican Church to new heights.
With the coming of the new bishop, there is a great expectation. The many projects and projections that we have, which have not been established, we believe, will bring a new youthful exuberance into play, and we believe that we will achieve much. We have a university to have come into being. We need our bank to come into effect. At least we have a retreat center which is now going to be functional because people can go into residence. We have a transit quarters, and we believe that we will make a great leap forward with this coming.
Justice Mingles report. President John Evans Atta Mills is expected home today after going for a routine checkup in New York. A source close to the presidency said the president went through the checkup successfully and is poised to come and continue with his Better Ghana agenda. Women have been challenged to play their rightful roles as peace ambassadors in the upcoming elections. The associate minister of the Kaneshi Presbyterian Church, Reverend Felicia Dukumi, threw the challenge at the climax of the 40th anniversary of the Women's Fellowship. Reverend Edukumi said the ability of women to bring peace and sanity in their homes can be replicated in the country if they avail themselves. Antoinette Akutobanfo and Sylvia Tebi filed this report.
The Kaneshi District Women's Fellowship of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana started in 1972. The fellowship, which started with 3 members in one local church, now has over 1,250 members in 22 local churches. The Associate Minister of the Kaneshi Presby Church, Reverend Felicia Idukumi, said women have the tendency to cool hot waters if they actively involve themselves to ensure peace in the country, especially as the December polls draw near. She said Ghanaians, particularly politicians, must avoid the use of intemperate language and rather cultivate the habit of praying for the peace of the nation. She also charged Christian women to exhibit the Christ-like nature, which includes peace.
I strongly believe that if you are a Christian woman and you call yourself a child of God and the Holy Spirit of God is living in you, then we need to see some of the fruits of the Spirit. And one of the fruits is peace, joy. And if we talk of peace, at this very time in the history of Ghana, that is what we are all praying for. And therefore, I know that as Christian women, a major role that we can play for the nation is to demonstrate peace wherever we are. Most of the time, we are the people in the house. So we pray that for peace to be in the house, we depend on you women. And therefore, let your utterances and your actions demonstrate peace. In your workplaces, wherever you find yourself, since you are a child of God, you are a Christian woman, I'm reminding you that your main aim or your role in the society is to bring about peace.
The president of the Kanishi District Women's Fellowship, Maud Ayeden, encouraged husbands to support their wives as they play their ambassadorial role. She said parents should advise and train their wards so they become good citizens. This, Mrs. Ayeden said, is because violence mostly involves the youth. The celebration, which started 2 weeks ago, have a theme: the Holy Spirit and the believer, the role of the Christian woman in society.
A report by Antoinette Akutubanfu and Sylvia Tebi. A former Lajna president of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Madam Rahmat Muslim, has called for more participation of women in politics to enable them to forcefully project their concerns. Speaking at the first annual conference of the Greater Accra branch of the Women's Wing of the Mission at Insubri in the Eastern Region, Madam Muslim stated that Islam does not in any way relegate women to the background. On the foreign front, the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi has called for national unity following his victory in Egypt's presidential runoff. Mr. Morsi, an Islamist and Egypt's first democratically elected leader, said he would be president for all Egyptians. He won 51.73% of votes in last week's runoff, beating former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafik. U.S. President Barack Obama has congratulated Mr. Morsi, urging Egypt to be a pillar of regional peace. At least one person has died with others injured in an explosion at a bar in the Kenyan city of Mombasa. The explosion happened at about 10 p.m. when the bar was filled with people watching the quarter-final match between England and Italy in the Euro 2012 football tournament. The blast comes a day after the U.S. Embassy in Kenya warned of an imminent threat of terrorist attacks in the area and after the arrest of two Iranian nationals suspected of planning attacks in Mombasa. Police say they have recovered suspected bomb materials in Nairobi and are also investigating the issue. More than 100 soldiers, including two senior officers, have quit the army in eastern DR Congo to join a mutinous group known as M23. The soldiers were all members of a former rebel movement, the National Congress for the Defense of the People, who were integrated into the army in 2009 after a peace pact. The government has, however, denied the report, claiming the M23 is a fake movement created to hide renegade general and former rebel Bosco Terminator Ntaganda, was wanted by the ICC for use in child soldiers. He said some individuals are inventing rumors to demoralize the army, adding that experts in neighboring countries invented the M23 to hide Ntaganda. Now to end and use the main point again. Ghana is set to earn less than 10% from mining. Colleges of Education have asked government to provide more academic and residential facilities to enhance training. The Venerable Dr. Daniel Toto is now the new Anglican Archbishop of the Province of West Africa. And Egypt President-elect Mohamed Morsi has promised national unity and democratic consolidation. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.